Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
I want us to ask the Lord that the Lord will take away the filter of religion. That I will stop seeing things from the perspective of religion. I will start seeing things from the perspective of the kingdom. Take away this filter. The songs we sing, the prayers we pray, as we read scriptures, we look at these things from the filter of religion. We see from the perspective of religion. It's about my fellowship, it's about my church, it's about us having revelation and truth more than other people. Lord, change my mindset. I need a change of sight. The man came to Jesus who was blind, and Jesus touched him and asked him, can you see? He said, I can see men but like trees. He needed Jesus to touch him again. Can we ask God, touch me again? I need to begin to see from the perspective of the kingdom. I need my operations to change from that of religion to that of kingdom. I want to stop pushing religion. I want to stop supporting religion and start supporting and pushing and living for kingdom. Deliver me from the structure that I found myself in. Lord, I need deliverance from this structure. Liberate me. Liberate me from this religious system. Liberate my heart. Liberate my mind. Liberate my goals. Liberate my ambitions. Help me to become a kingdom-minded person. I want to see, Lord. I want to hear, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Can we just be to thank the Lord and bless him? In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Our Father in heaven, we come to pray and to ask of you that you would do a work in our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask for deliverance. We ask for liberation. The Bible says when we turn to the Lord, the Spirit of liberty said we will be changed into his image. Father, we are changing into the image of religious systems. Because that is what we are seeing. We are not seeing Christ. I'm asking that the veils that have covered our hearts be torn away in the name of Jesus. That we will begin to see the Lord and see him as the King. And that our desire will be to his kingdom and not to religious systems anymore in the name of Jesus. And many of us that are bound to religious systems, I pray that that hold be broken in the name of Jesus. Help our eyes to see clearly. Help our hearts to perceive properly and to understand in the name of Jesus. Thank you once again, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. While we are still standing, can we please welcome the second speaker for this morning? It's the only wife I have. Hallelujah. Can you please bring up Pastor and Mrs. Adebola Asombi? You're welcome. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not easy, you know. Where you are at, you know, my husband was saying something yesterday, said, when we were cursing, nobody knew that we were cursing. And that spirit, we carried it through. Well, we thank God because we have been delivered. And we remain delivered. In the name of Jesus. This morning, I know the Lord is here. He said it's a new era, it's a new thing. It's a new life. It's a new generation. Now, well, the Bible says of some generations that there were some generation that curses their father. This generation will not be so in Jesus' name. You'll be generation that will love the Lord. You'll be generation that will desire God. We will be generation that will remain in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's have our seats before the Lord. Amen. That song sung by Ron Connery. It said, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Can we sing the song? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Yeah. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of... Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Come on. Come on, everybody. Righteousness. Righteousness. Peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. One more time, say. Righteousness. Peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Come be a part of the kingdom. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Come on, say. Come on, everybody.
I am part of the kingdom. I am part of the kingdom. I am part of the kingdom. Come on, everybody. Part of the kingdom. I am part of the kingdom. I am part of the kingdom. Hey, come on, everybody. Hallelujah. Ah, in our time, we really enjoy the song. The way Connelly will be doing it. Bang, 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 with his guitar. And everywhere we ride. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. The old time songs are still okay. The Lord will continue to help us not to forget those songs in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning is a privilege to stand before the people of God to share. And I pray that the Lord God Almighty will help me through in the name of Jesus. I want to thank the Lord God for my husband. He's not here now, but I'm thanking him because he is my lover. He's my Lord. Any day, any time. The Lord revealed him to me. And I believe the Lord revealed me to him. When the Lord said that is he, I said no. The Lord said he, I said no. You know, sometimes when God is saying some things, because of the standard of our heart because of what we believe, because of the religious system in our heart. We say, no, God. No, that is not what you are saying. No, Lord. But I thank God because I didn't say no to the call of the Lord. It's a call when the Lord reveals some things to you, especially the things of the kingdom. When we started off, we didn't know that we would get to this stage. But for my husband, maybe. But for me, I didn't know. But as time goes on, the Lord began to open my eyes. And the Lord began to reveal some hidden things unto me. He said he will reveal hidden treasures unto us. There is nothing hidden when it comes to God. Before the world began, the Lord knew. The world didn't just come to being like that, but God himself, he knew before you came into the scene. God has really helped us as children of God. He has helped us as servants of God. He has helped us in so many ways that we cannot even quantify. Coming here this morning is not in vain. You are here to receive of the Lord. The kingdom of the Lord. The kingdom of the Lord. That is why we are here. Some of us, our eyes have been blocked. Some of us, our hearts have been blocked. But today I say the Lord will reveal unto you in the name of Jesus. You will not be bound anymore. Because it is a time of liberty. It is a time of freedom. It's a time that the Lord wants to invest himself into you. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I appreciate all our pastors for being here this morning and their wives. We say God bless you richly in the name of Jesus. Your labor of love will not cease and it will not be in vain in Jesus' name. Pastor Obolu, you are welcome once again. I know the Lord is doing fantastic things in your ministry. And we continue to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Ogi has spoken so great, so well, so mighty. I was just looking at him when he started. And when he turned his back, I saw Baba Oba Dare. I said, I checked myself. I said, could it have been that this man got this grace? It might not be from Baba Oba Dare, but I saw him. And I know that the grace of God that he gave unto men of old is here this day. And the Lord God Almighty is going to move in our midst prophetically in the name of Jesus. In this meeting, you will see the Lord again. You have been seeing the Lord and making that declaration that you will see the Lord again in the name of Jesus. That man in the book of Luke chapter 11, he saw Jesus Christ praying. He was so interested, he was there. And the Bible said that immediately after he finished praying, he was one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ as we were walking with him, we listened with him. But at that moment, he saw something different, which he had never seen before. And he went on to this man of God, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, teach us to pray. Teach us. Verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto him, unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Hallelujah. This man did not see anything. He did not know anything. He had to ask the Lord to teach him. When we talk about teaching, we are talking about instructions. We are talking about doctrine. We are talking about another life, about word. Sometimes the word that we have never received before. We are instructing, changing things. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ came to do. The man said, teach me. It's like saying, give me. All of us, we have passed through one teaching process or the other. We passed through different teachers. And we are where we are because we have been taught. I don't know what you have been taught about the Lord's prayers, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the kingdom. Maybe you have been taught that the kingdom is just for glory. Let me have it and have the glory. You know, we talk about the glory of God, you know, things like that. That is not what we are teaching. That is not what the word is saying. When John came to being, the Bible said that he would turn the heart of children unto their father. That he did comfortably well. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You're welcome, sir. That repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And when you look at the Lord Jesus Christ, the account of the Lord Jesus Christ, too, he too said, repent for the kingdom of God, that he himself is the kingdom. When the man came and the Lord was telling him that, no problem, you are okay with what you have asked. You have asked a difficult thing. Like the sons of Zebedee that said, we want to sleep on your chest so that we can enjoy you. This man that asked that they should teach him how to pray, he did not know what he was asking for at that moment. He just spoke out. He saw some things in John's disciples and then spoke out, Lord, power not now. Teach us, we want to know. Teach us, we want to know. And the Lord said that, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done. When we talk about that thy kingdom come, we have heard so much yesterday and today about the kingdom. Kingdom is not just an ordinary thing. Kingdom is not by observation as we have read in the word. Kingdom is not just something that you can just conquer or something you can just it is not that. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is in thy midst. It's within you. You are the carrier of that kingdom of God. Some didn't know that you are even carrying the kingdom. This thing I've not seen. It's good to desire. That song, there's a song that came to me. This man desired a good thing. And we heard yesterday the word of the Lord says in the book of Matthew chapter 6, it says that seek ye first the kingdom of God. That should be our focus. That should be our interest. That should be our daily desire for us to continue and grow in this kingdom. The kingdom of God must grow. It cannot remain. We cannot just say we have received it once and that's the end. That you have been saved and that's the end. We keep working. We keep moving. We keep growing in the kingdom. When we talk about the kingdom, we are talking about the sovereignty of the Lord. The rulership of the Lord. Not only rulership, the sovereign rulership. That means that the Lord is the owner and he has control over every kingdom. Whether kingdom of earth or kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom that God has control more is the kingdom of the Lord. It is his own kingdom. It says that thy kingdom come. Jesus Christ has to put order in the house. For him to have told that guy that the kingdom, let thy kingdom come. That the power of the Lord be revealed unto you. Hallelujah. Can we quickly look at some scriptures that talks about the kingdom of Christ? One we have read this morning in Daniel 2, and we have read it in Isaiah 61, but I want us to look at Psalm 72. Psalm 72. Unto the king's son. It shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall spring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. This is a kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are the things that the word of the Lord says, this kingdom, this king that will do, is a king that is different from other kings. Other kings, they were ordinary kings, but this king had so many things to do. So many things to deliver. So many things to give unto his own children. That is his job. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was growing up, the Bible said that he went with his parents to Jerusalem, where they usually go to for yearly census, yearly faced and whatever. He was about 12 years old when he went there. And when he went there, he was in the synagogue learning Christ. They were teaching him how to live the kingdom, how to work this work that the Bible says he will do, that he had to work everything out. He was under the tutelage of some people. When he was reading the book of Isaiah, when they gave it to him, he got to a portion that spoke about him in the book of Isaiah. He will do this, he will do that. These are some of the things that the Bible says he will do. He will come to judge the people. Christ is coming to judge the earth. There is no gainsaying about it. He is coming because he is full of judgment. He has a scepter. He has a sword. When we said that there will not be at war anymore, the power and the authority lies in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this power he gave out unto men. Hallelujah. And that Psalm 72, it says that he shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout the generation. He shall come down like a rain upon mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish. An abundance of peace so long as the moon endure. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They shall dwell in the wilderness, shall bow before him. So they that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tashi and the Iso shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Sheba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. This is our king. This is a true king. The son of God. This is the business of the father. The father cares for us. This one are the business of the Lord. It says that he is coming. When the Lord turned the eyes of that disciple unto the Lord, he says that thy kingdom shall come. When the kingdom comes, he says it shall be established. This kingdom shall not be transferred to another one. That's what we have in the book of shall have no end. I will look at, yes, thank you. And there was given him a dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, that we shall not be destroyed. Can we go to the next one? Okay. Hallelujah. It's 7:14. This is the kingdom of God. It says that he has given him dominion, giving him authority. These are the things that the Lord has given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Despite all those purposes, those things that he will do, he said he would not only do this, but he would need the power to carry it out. And therefore he says that he will have dominion. He will have dominion. He will have authority. He will have glory. And every nation shall come and serve. Every nation shall come and serve under his authority. Every nation shall bow. The dominion that we are talking about is in the Lord. The Lord God Almighty gave unto the Lord Jesus Christ his dominion. It says the everlasting dominion. It says it will not change. When it talks about, last year we spoke about the priesthood. And we were talking about Melchizedek. We were talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that his kingdom shall not have any end. And it says that he has an unchangeable priesthood. This is what the Lord has given unto us as children that are working, that are living in the kingdom. An unchangeable priesthood. In the book of Hebrews 7:24, it says that we have an unchangeable. That means that kingdom cannot be toyed with. That kingdom cannot be shared with anybody. That kingdom belongs to the Son, and it remains with the Son. And that's why it says in the book of Acts, it says that we should go into the world and preach the word. The purpose, the main purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ is about teaching. It's about preaching. It's about exercising authority. It's about making declaration that the Lord God Almighty is the Lord. He changes not. Likewise, his Son changes not. They remain forever. It says, what I see my Father do, that I will do. The Father had, is a sovereign king. He's a Lord. He governs. We have read in the book of Isaiah that the power, that the authority, that the government has been given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. As much as it has been given unto the Lord Jesus Christ, we are partakers of that which he has given unto the Son. Says, I carry your presence everywhere. Not an ordinary person cannot carry the presence of the Lord anyhow. Because it belongs to the priest. The Lord Jesus Christ is the priest. And we also have been made priests and kings. We have dominion, we have authority to take charge. When Paul said that I have been apprehended, as I have been apprehended, I want you to apprehend others. It means that you are to teach others. You are to teach others kingdom. We are to teach others the dominion. Because the Lord God Almighty has given us this power to teach, as the Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, you know, when we are being taught, we don't find it easy. Nobody likes to be scolded. Nobody likes to be talked to. But this teaching about Christ has to be done. And we need to tell others. Because that is the grace that has been given unto us to tell others. It says that the meek he will guide in judgment. And it says the meek he will teach. It says those that have contrite spirit and broken heart, those ones they have been taught. If you are not taught, you cannot even know that you are, you know, sometimes you just behave anyhow. But when the teaching of the Lord comes upon you, you just look at yourself and say, God, I didn't know that I have gone this far. I didn't know that I have done this and that, and then you readjust. That is what teaching can do. Teaching will make you to know and learn God. It is knowledge. It says that the water covers the sea, so shall the word of the Lord, you know, to just spread. A teaching will bring us to that level that the word of the Lord will spread. That no one in our midst will be nobody or will not be a child of God. The teaching that we hear about the Lord give us or that helps us to stand and be established. And what are the teachings? The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Christ himself is the word. And that is the teaching. That is the teaching the Lord gave unto his disciples, that look unto the Lord. There must be a refocusing. There must be a redirection from what we are used to. And be focused on the Lord. Let's quickly look at Mark 4:2. Talking about the teaching. Okay? The teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. What the Lord Jesus Christ, Bible says that it taught them many things by parables. And he said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. Let's continue. And it came to pass that he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth. What teaching does is that bring us to depth in the Lord. It brings us into the kingdom. It brings us to the knowing of the Lord. And we are being established in that knowing. But as these people, as they were going, as they have the word, Bible says that it had no root. And it's withered. It was scorched. And because it had no root, it's withered. When there is no root, especially let's look at the example of banana. Banana sometimes is a surface plant. That is when it begins to replant itself. And at a point, because it does not have root, does not have substance, what happens? When wind comes, it is just, the banana will fall. And that will be the end of that production. We will not fall in the name of Jesus. We will be established in the things of the kingdom in Jesus' name. Can we go further? And when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because there was no root, it withered away. Verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and thorns grew and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. This is the problem when we are not well grounded. And it says that another fell on good ground and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased and brought forth at some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus keeps teaching through his servant, through his people, through his prophet. His prophet received the word, and they will bring it unto our understanding. They will bring it unto our knowledge. They will bring it that we'll be able to relate with. That is what the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it does for us. Hallelujah. And there is no graduation in the teaching of the Lord. You keep learning. Kingdom is about learning. When the children of Israel were taken into Babylon, the Bible said they had to be taught that the language of the Chaldeans. They had to learn it by force. They didn't want to, but they had to, because they were under a kingdom. And that is the problem with many of us when we are under, anything that is outside the law. What it does is that we will be governed by those things. We were watching film recently, and we were looking at those ladies, how they were dancing and things like that. My husband said, that Michael Jackson caused so much problem, because he governed the people of that age. Then all of us, the way we'll be dancing, the way we'll be doing things, the kind of trousers the men were wearing, everything was in line with what Michael Jackson was giving unto everybody. We dance like him, we walk like him, we want to sing like him, we want to cut our hair. That is a government, that is a dominion. And as children of God, we must coin out, we must know our own in the Lord. And that is when we can be established and sit together with the Lord. Bible says that the Lord is seated on the right hand of God Almighty. If he had gone away and been governed by another government, we would have been able to sit like that. So likewise, we must be governed by the Lord. We must be governed by the kingdom of the Lord. And that is then we can be able to reign. That is then we can be able to enjoy feast with Him. When He said in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, it talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb. There will always be a time that the Lord God wants to sit and relax and with you. There's always there. But for us, we have gone astray. We have gone on our own. We are not even in our Father's business. We just feel, oh, let me go. In the marriage supper, the Bible says that, and the wife, the bride, has gotten herself ready. Are we ready to receive this kingdom? Are we ready to walk in the Lord? Are we ready to stay in this kingdom? It is not always easy to us that the kingdom of God is something to us that when we walk in the flesh, it will be difficult. But when we are in the spirit, when we are in the spirit, we'll be able to walk. We'll be able to do the things of God with ease. When He says the kingdom of God is in your midst, is in our heart, is with us, His governance, His dominion, His everything is within, is within. That's why, you know, sometimes it says about marriage, you say you marry from your brethren. Marriage from your brethren is, you know, it's something that, you know, you have the same spirit, you have the same mind, you have the same everything like that. This is one of the things that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father, they have in common. Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, does not say because I am the Son of God then I can do what I like. In the book of Luke that we read, he said He redirected the focus of that disciple unto the Lord. He did not say, yes, I am the kingdom. He didn't say that. But He said, thy kingdom come. Let it be revealed in our heart. Is in our midst, but we have not known it. Because we have decided to remain the way we are. But this, I'm praying that the Lord will open our eyes to see this kingdom, to see the Lord reigning as a Lord, as a Savior of our life. Hallelujah. He will continue to reign. In the name of Jesus. I said that in the book of Mark that I said we should Mark 4:2 said that we are taught in His ways. We should be taught, we are taught in His ways. We are called to do great things as King. We are taught to do great things as King. When the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching His disciples, His people, in the book of Matthew chapter 5, we should look at those teachings, the beauty signs. How He was teaching them. How He was instructing them that if you do this, you will have this. If you do this, He was teaching them kingdom. Can we look at some of the things that He taught? The beatitudes. And hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse thee. How many of us can do this? How many of us can bless our enemies? It's so difficult. I think Daddy was saying it yesterday or something like that. So difficult to love. How can I love my enemy? When the Bible says that suffer not a witch to live. How can I love such a person? But the Lord is teaching, and that is the kingdom, that we should love such people. We should love them by telling them, by preaching, by teaching, by instructing them. By our behavior. The way we behave unto them, we teach them and turn them unto the Lord. I have a friend that, her mother-in-law is such a terrible woman. But this woman kept on doing good unto her mother-in-law. At a point, that woman, she did not have any choice. Just said, "Ifo omo wo ti e lo je." And she had to succumb unto her. She's a very close friend. She was given everything. She is a Christian. The other members of the family, when you don't marry among the brethren sometimes, when you marry outside, that was what happened to her. But she had to, as a child of God, she had to turn the heart of that woman unto the Lord. And she became a changed person. And that is how we should be a carrier of this kingdom. We must be example that we will teach, our life must teach others. It is not only for us to confess that I am born again, I'm this, I'm that. But we must teach people through our behavior. He said, "Bless them that cause you, do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Hey, easy, poor. But we can do it. Because the grace of the Lord is sufficient for us. It says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Believers are called unto glory. The believers are called to have dominion. We are called to exercise authority. We are called to cause other people to reign along with the Lord. Nothing must be left outside. And we are called to be overcomers. We are called to be a carrier of the word of the Lord. The book of Hebrews chapter 6, there's something about the word. Hebrews 4:12. Can we look at it quickly? Hebrews 4:12. Okay. "For the word of the Lord is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart." The word, that is the kingdom. The Lord himself is the word. Christ is the word. Christ is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. Christ is the Word. That is the kingdom. It says that He is quick and powerful. That means that we can read the Word of the Lord and we are quickened. There will be life being introduced into us, and that is by the reason of our staying in the kingdom of the Lord. It is not only it is not only quick, but it is powerful. The word of God, we always go forth with power. It is powerful. It can heal those that are down. And that is what it says in the book of Psalm 72. And if you look at what it says about the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Isaiah 61, that says that, let's quickly look at it. Isaiah 61, preach good tidings. That's the word of the Lord. Unto the meek teaching, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. That is what the word of the Lord can do. Say the word of the Lord. Here it says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And the scripture that we read in Hebrews chapter 4, it says that the word of the Lord is quick and powerful. It says that it will bring liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. This is what the word of God can do for us. It is sharper. Even before you think about it, it is not, there will be a separation. He will go into your inner being. Your inner mind will be renewed. Your life will be renewed. There will be a kind of a life, a regeneration. You know what happened to this man, Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar can never forget, if he were to come back to life, what the Lord did in his life. When he misbehaved with the word of the Lord, when he just felt that, oh, I have my own kingdom, immediately he pronounced the word. The Bible said that he turned to a beast. He turned to a beast and became a beast living in the bush for several good years. But when he now realized, when it was time for Lord, that it is time for me to release him, the Lord released him. And he said, oh, I acknowledge God as the Lord. And he had to teach other people that this God is God. He is sovereign. He is Lord. That is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord, quick and powerful and sharper. We cannot afford to play around it or kick against it. Because it goes more than how we think. How we think. In our hearts, how we think. The word of the Lord is beyond that. That is the word of the Lord can be referred to that kingdom. The kingdom thing. The preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was a kingdom thing. When John came and preached the word, it was a kingdom thing. And the Lord Jesus Christ now came and preached the word. It was a kingdom thing. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ said, it is time that the fulfillment of time. And if you look at the word of the Lord from the beginning, all the promises, all the word that was spoken about the Lord Jesus Christ, Bible says that when he came, he fulfilled all. There was no exception. He fulfilled all. He fulfilled all. There was no exception in the kingdom thing that he possessed. In the kingdom thing that he professed. He fulfilled all. All that was said in the book of Isaiah, he fulfilled in the New Testament. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. In the book of Luke 2, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And because he has anointed me to preach good tidings. Good tidings was preached by the Lord Jesus Christ. And another thing that happened that says that to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. That is the kingdom of God. What the Lord has done cannot be compared. His lordship, his rulership, his glory, they are not comparable. He exercised authority over the sick, over the weak, over the needy in the book of Mark, Bible says that he exercised authority. Mark, sorry, my time is up. Hallelujah. So the Lord God has given us authority, has made us to be overcomers. He has given us power over darkness. He has given us power over the enemies whatsoever that is not born of God, is not of the Father. It's not of the Father. The kingdom of God must be preached. The kingdom of God must come and be established. The Bible says that it will not be destroyed. It will remain forever. It must not be destroyed. And for it not to be destroyed, there is need for His word to constantly reign in us. For His word to be established in us. For His word, you know, to grow. Jesus Christ didn't just come to that authority. He came into that authority by growth. He was growing. The Bible says, and the child grew. And the child grew. And became authority. And he had dominion over everything. And the Lord will continue to help us as we grow in faith. As we come into maturity, our maturity has no limit. We come into maturity because we have the Lord who is our Lord, the sovereign Lord. We have a kingdom in the Lord. We have a kingdom in the Lord. And Bible says this kingdom shall remain. It will never be destroyed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and bless your holy name. I appreciate your holy name for this time. I thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the teaching of the kingdom. Thank you for instruction. Thank you because only you can establish us even in this truth. It's a truth. The preaching of the kingdom is a truth. Nothing can be added, nothing can be removed. That is the truth. That is the kingdom. That is you. Because you say the kingdom is in our midst. You are in our midst. You are in our midst. Even the Pharisees, they didn't know. But we will know that you are here. You are in our midst. You are in our heart. Because you said you will write your love in our heart. Thank you for this kingdom that you have allowed to reign and to remain, that will not be destroyed by anything. Lord, we appreciate you. As we journey, O Lord God, in you, in the name of Jesus, let there be understanding. Let light come.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.